It's crazy to think that at the end of this month, on the 31st, which is a Thursday, we're actually going to have college football games from schools here in the state of North Carolina being played. Wake Forest is going to be in action at home. NC State's going to be on the road at UConn. Camps are underway here in the ACC. So, you know what? Let's dive right into it. Dennis Cox sitting in for Adam Gold this afternoon here on the Adam Gold Show. Victoria producing us as always. Joining us now here on the program, Kelsey Riggs of the ACC Network and ESPN. The football road trip has been taking place. You're just recently down in Tallahassee. But I got a question for you, Kelsey, right off the bat. You ready to take the football road trip out to Northern California starting next season? You ready to go to Stanford? Ready to go to Cal?
Calm down.
Oh, don't tell me to calm down.
We're not ready to go out there yet. Yeah, man, what a wild, wild week plus it's been in the ACC. We went to Florida State yesterday. Obviously, that was a hot topic of conversation last week with everything that came out of that meeting. And then for the news yesterday from Pete Thamel of these exploratory conversations with Cal and Stanford. It's interesting. It's interesting. I'm, you know, for me, I think I'm glad to see the ACC at least having these conversations. You know, you look around and you keep seeing the landscape of college football changing and different schools being picked off and what's happening in the Pac-12 and who's going where and what is the SEC doing in the Big Ten and all of these different conferences. So I'm glad you're at least looking at what the options are. I don't know that that's the answer. I don't know what the answer is. Thank God I'm not the one making the decisions. I always feel like I've been saying that since COVID. Thank God I'm not the one in charge. People would probably say that a lot before, sooner before then about me. But, yeah, it's interesting. I'm glad to see that at least the conversations are happening because I think you have to do your due diligence when you see what is happening all across college football. But, I mean, I love the West Coast. Don't get me wrong. Mm-hmm. West Coast, not the best coast. But, yeah, we'll see what happens.
Kelsey Riggs, ACC Network, ESPN, joining us here on the program. Now, I don't think you said you don't have the answers. I don't think anyone actually does when it comes down to any of this. But from the conversations that you've had from people at the ACC Network, is you get to talk to a lot of people. You've been at the ACC Network for a long time. You get a chance to talk to these athletic directors and these coaches. What is the vibe that you get from them regarding all the realignment and stuff? Is there uneasiness? Is there panic? What is the mentality around the league?
You know, what's interesting, Dennis, is like it honestly, I would say depends on the day or the week because a couple of weeks ago it felt more settled, right? None of all of this stuff had happened. Well, then you look at what's happening with the Pac-12 and what's going on with USC and UCLA. And then all of a sudden you're kind of looking around. I think you don't ever want to be the one left out of the party, right? So it depends on what's happening when. When we were at ACC spring meetings, coming out of those, you're hearing these conversations and these talks about the Magnificent Seven and what's going to happen and do they want to leave. I mean, I think the thing that I just keep coming back to, at least for now, is it's the grant of rights. And it's through 2036, and no matter what you pay up front to get out of it, you know, you still have to figure out how you would negotiate your way out of it or what that looks like. I think that's one of the biggest question marks is what do you do with that for these schools? Obviously, the revenue gap is, you know, is something that is, I don't want to say alarming, but it's concerning to a lot of these schools and athletic directors when you think about going to 2036 and they're looking around. So, you know, the commissioner, ever since he came in, has been very aggressive about ACC football and wanting to make sure that it is top-notch and done well and competitive, and of course it matters what happens on the field. And yes, you know, the last 2 years the ACC hasn't had a team in the college football playoff, but you look at what Clemson has done before that, you look at Florida State, you look at what Miami normally is, you look at teams like Duke that surprised everybody last year with a 9-win season, is going to come back with a phenomenal quarterback again, and Florida State back in the mix. So I do think the ACC programs are strong. They're continuing to head in the right direction for some of the ones that have maybe fallen off a little bit or we're still building. So you've got to have the wins, but it really depends on the day because everybody was freaking out a couple days ago week because of Florida State. And now all of this stuff happens with the news yesterday of these exploratory talks. So it's hour by hour. It's day by day. I think all in all, it's what is the solution? And it's probably not like a long-term solution, I think, personally. Like, what is the solution now? What can you do now? And that might not be the same thing that helps you in 3 years or in 5 years or even in 2 months. But maybe the solution now is at least looking at these schools and talking and having these exploratory conversations to see if there is more they can do or not.
Never hurts to have a conversation. Kelsey Riggs joining us here on the Adam Gold Show. Dennis Cox sitting in for Adam this afternoon. Kelsey, you mentioned Florida State. Let's actually get to this upcoming season. Let's get into the now. You were down in Tallahassee recently with the football road trip on the ACC Network. A lot of hype for the Noles this season. Is that hype real?
It is real. Whatever the Kool-Aid they're drinking down there is, I'm sipping on it. I'm all in on the Noles. I mean, Jordan Travis, to watch what he has done at Florida State is just so fun from a fan perspective. And then from a broadcaster perspective that has gotten to cover this league in depth since 2019, you look at his growth, you look at how he stuck it out there, you look at how he wasn't always the guy, but also what he's done on the field. You know, people looked at him and said, oh, he's a running quarterback. He's so athletic. No, he can throw. He's a passing quarterback that can also run. And so you've seen him, I think the thing that's most exciting, you see him take another step each of the last two seasons. So I'm excited to see how he continues to elevate his game. He should be in the Heisman conversation. He is in the Heisman conversation, and there's no reason to think that he won't be when the season ends, especially because you can't just have him. You've got to have all the pieces around you, right? And you build what Mike Norvell has built there in this short time when he went through so much adversity his first couple years there and 0-4 and like 2021, that start and turn things around. You get guys like Jared Verse that say, hey, I want to come back and play another year. He's going to be a first rounder. Johnny Wilson, who is 8 feet tall when you look at him and you're standing on the sidelines. They've got playmakers on both sides of the ball. The culture there is top notch, and I'm really excited to see what Florida State does this year.
You mentioned, yeah, Jordan Travis definitely in the Heisman conversation, but I know here in the state of North Carolina, we have one in Drake May at UNC. Mm-hmm. Now, if you look at from Jordan Travis, Drake May, Brennan Armstrong, Riley Leonard, I even go to Phil Dracovic, who transferred from BC to Pitt, what Garrett Schrader's done at Syracuse. You look at the depth of even just the quarterback talent here in the ACC. It's as deep as you could argue of any conference in the country right now from top to bottom.
And just up the road a little bit, Cade Klubnik as
well.
That's
right, Klubnik.
You can't name them all, or down the road, I guess.
Yeah.
You know, geography, that's not my strong suit. Cade, who's also in the Heisman conversation, and Caesar Sportsbook has him in the top 10 as well. You're exactly right, and I love that you brought that up, because I think there's this narrative, too, of, oh, look at these quarterbacks that have transferred out of the ACC. Look at the quarterbacks that are still here, and look at the ones that left. Yes, Sam Hartman is no longer in the ACC, but how long did he stay and stick around at Wake Forest because that was a program that he wanted to be a part of and because it was winning? Yes, now he's in Notre Dame. So excited to see what he does. But there are a lot of good players here, and the ones that left, DJ Uiagalelei, yes, he's not here anymore. But again, why did he leave? It's not because Clemson is not an elite program and they don't play elite football. It's because it wasn't the right fit for him anymore. Things changed, and the transfer portal is insane right now. So I do. I think it's going to be another really, really exciting year for these ACC quarterbacks. Riley Leonard at Duke is a stud. I cannot wait to see. I haven't gotten to see him play up close and personal yet. So I'm really looking forward to getting to go to one of their games, because I really just expect them to build on what they did last year. And we just were at NC State. I literally am standing in the airport right now, made this flight. So that's good, because Tallahassee yesterday travel was a disaster with all these storms, but got to see Brennan Armstrong and talk to him, and really excited to see what he does with Coach and I, because 2021, I mean, they were lighting it up with Brennan Armstrong at quarterback.
All right, final question for Kelsey Riggs of the ACC Network. I know you got to get headed out, because you got your football road trip tour, which is taking place on the on the ACC Network. Definitely check it out. Final question for you. Again, you've been around this conference. You've been around these teams for several years now. Who are we sleeping on?
Well, first of all, I think Duke. I do think people are still sleeping on Duke and not giving Duke the respect that it deserves. It was not a fluke that they won 9 games last year. Mike Elko came in there. He continued not to change the culture, because obviously Coach Cutcliffe had built a great thing for a long time. There were some tweaks that needed to be made. So he came in, continued to build on that culture, got these guys in the right mindset, and has great pieces coming back. I think we're sleeping on Duke. I think everybody's always sleeping on Wake Forest. Excited to see them in a couple of weeks. I'll be there not this Monday, but the next Monday. You think, oh, Sam Hartman left. Well, Mitch Griffiths knows what to do. He's been in this offense for a long time. They have playmakers. Their wide receivers are elite-level talent year after year. Their coach, Kevin Higgins, does a great job with the wide receivers there. So I'd say Wake Forest. And let me think, who else are we sleeping? I don't think Pitt gets talked about enough either. You mentioned Phil Dracovic. He's back with his offensive coordinator. What will that look like? You know the defense is just going to be suffocating as it always is. So those three, I mean, that I feel like that whole middle pack, honestly, Dennis, is people are like, oh, it's Clemson and Florida State and everybody else. Well, Clemson and Florida State, then you got Drake May at North Carolina. You still have Tyler Van Dyke at Miami, even
yeah.
though last year didn't go well. They've got a new coordinator. He's going to be able to throw the ball and get out there and do what he wants to do. So I think that middle of the pack ACC is really going to have an opportunity to lift the league even more this year.
I think it's going to be a fun year in this conference. Kelsey Riggs, ACC Network, give her a follow on X, not Twitter, on X, at Kelsey
Riggs.
Oh, man,
Riggs. That feels weird to say, right?
It does. It's awful. It
sucks. Rolls off the tongue terribly.
It really does. Give her a follow at Kelsey Riggs. Thanks for your time, and enjoy your football tour.
Thank you so much. We appreciate the time.